Okay, check, check. All right. Okay, let's do this. Wow, look at this. It's been a bit, haven't it? All right, let's go. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, hello everybody. It's good to have you all back. Welcome, friends, to the Sandwich Corner, the what we now call the Dave in the City program. But nice to have you back. I have not done this podcast in 4 months. I'm so sorry. I guess we just didn't have. I mean, there was really a lot of good tournament stuff we could have gotten into during those months, but I was just busy with everything else. So welcome. I am Dave Medina. You know me as Dave Easy Eating a Sandwich on all the platforms. And tonight, what we're going to do on this podcast is we're going to give you a little bit of a preview of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And joining me for that, oh, I should do this. This would make more sense. Karen didn't even see me in the beginning of that, but now I should be all right. So we're going to hang out with our friend Karen, and at some point in the next few seconds, we'll also be hearing from our good friend Coach, aka Andrew Jacobson. AKA the big Avalanche fan who adopted the Avs since he's been here in Denver. Karen, of course, a big fan of the Jets. So we're just waiting on, Andy to come in. But, if he's not in, I guess we could just bring in Karen early. So we could do that to start. Let me just double check a thing. Yeah, this ought to work okay. But, let me see what happens here. So anyway, thank you very much for joining in. I appreciate you tuning in tonight. We also are going to be back next week. We'll have some golf potpourri for you. Talk about the Masters. Talk about Rory. The rumors about Rory possibly joining LIV, which were apparently just rumors. More on that coming up a little bit later. But first, let's introduce our first guest of the evening. We're just going to get a roll with this. Let me just bring our friend in. Karen, it's been a minute. Karen, or Canadian Karen, has joined us tonight. What is good, my friend? How are you this evening?
Hey, Dave, can you hear me?
I can. I've got some work to do here on this side. Hold on. I can hear you great. Can you hear me?
Can't really hear you. Sorry. I'm working on it.
Okay. Well, so Karen cannot hear me at the moment. That's all right. Am I going out? I should be going out. Yeah, everything looks good over here. Let me go chat. Ray's already checking in the chat. I love it. Oh, what happened over here? Oof. That was interesting. Oh, Karen's out. Okay, so we'll go wait for Karen to return. Jets and six get writing it. Are you a Jet fan, Rain? That's cool. Welcome in. Let me go bring. Hold on a second. I'm gonna go bring everybody else in. Oh, that's a little awkward. I'm sorry if Karen can't hear it here. Let me go ahead and look who's joined us. It's been a minute. Our buddy Coach.
Hey.
What up? Let me go bring you on camera for a second here. Just a second. Just give me just a moment. Okay. I think this will take care of us. Let's bring us over here. Okay, that's interesting.
Look at that.
I can fix that too, though. So let me.
It's like multi-view.
See how it's done, YouTube?
Yeah, see? That's how you do it, YouTube.
I can fix that, though. So give me just a second here. We'll take care of that, too. But while we're trying to figure out your video, how you doing, Andrew? It's been a minute. Hope you're well.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How are you, Dave?
Doing all right. I mean, it's just got back from a nice vacation to Austin. I mentioned that. You know, to your bit.
Yeah, how was Austin?
Well, you know, pretty good. Let's see, 9-7. There we go, perfect. Yeah. First of all, the barbecue lived up to the hype. That was really good. That was like really good. We went to a place called Rudy's. That was really really delicious. There's a lot of outdoor stuff to do in Austin. I thought that was really great. Like we were checking out the bat exhibit underneath, you know, on the river. Right, around downtown. That was awesome. That was great. I mean, they're just little bats. We all called them chicken nuggets with wings. So that was pretty cool. So I had a good time. Didn't get to do much live music. We were spending the majority of our time at a really nice like Airbnb house, which was by the lake.
There's a big, okay.
Yeah, and so we're doing a lot of, you know, kayaking.
So a little bit outside of Austin, right?
Yeah, it was a little bit outside Austin, correct. So, like, we're just hanging out doing outdoor stuff. You know,
is that over by Lake Travis?
Yes, it would be like by Lake Travis. So really pretty nice spot. Pretty nice spot. The weather cooperated. We just dodged a hurricane, and then it was just, and the humidity and the heat were starting to pick up as we were leaving. So we really lucked out with the weather. The weather was great. Really great weather. So
that's good.
Yeah, Austin's cool. Austin's pretty cool. Like, nice. I've not been, you know, it was interesting to check it out for the first time. So it's kind of neat. Like,
yeah. Well, I was there in November for the first time.
Right. I know we talked about that when I met with you back in February, and you know, pluses and minuses, but generally speaking, it was a very positive trip. So I'm glad that went. Glad it went well. Glad it went well for you too. But we'll see if I can't get the more of the live music stuff the next time I get over there, and sports too. Not a lot of sports this time of year in Austin, but there's
go to a Texas football game.
Yeah, like maybe come fall, that'd be something to do. Karen, how are you? What's new with you? Everything, you're holding up all right? Oh,
we still can't hear Karen.
Mute. No, I got this. I said I had the sound working, then I was on mute. Okay.
Okay.
We still can't hear you.
No, we can hear you now.
I'm good. I finally got it. I finally got this Zoom thing figured out, Dave.
I haven't used Zoom in a while either, funny enough.
Oh, there's Molly.
Hey, Molly.
Molly, are you an Avs fan now? No.
Yeah. Oh, no. Molly defected.
No.
Molly's with the Avs.
Molly defected.
Oh, man.
That's great. That's funny.
I'm losing the dogs, Dave.
It starts with the dog. Oh, that's a. Well, maybe you can still get Bailey on your side, right? Is Bailey still Jets fan? Okay, okay.
Bailey has to be a Jets fan now.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's so nice to see all of you again. And what a moment. I mean, is this the first time that the Avs in your memory that the two teams have played each other in the playoffs? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually Winnipeg doesn't get in the playoffs. So this is...
No, we are not in playoffs. We have been.
What about last year?
I thought that
did we do last year? Dave, you have a better memory
than
I do.
It was either last year or the year before. They made a pretty good run. I mean, I think that was...
That was the year before.
That was the year before.
Okay. So the year before. Yeah. I do remember they were in a series last year.
But we're not second round favorites usually, and that hasn't happened, I believe. Oh gosh, people are talking about 2018. I remember when they played, and I'm gonna have to Google this because I can't remember, but it was in the 90s, and they played Calgary and they got into the second round, and it was huge. I remember riding down Portage Avenue in Winnipeg with my parents. People had like white flags everywhere. So if you know Dave, it's called the Whiteout in Winnipeg.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Back in the day, the home teams used to wear the white jerseys. So everybody, and still to this day, people are going to be like wearing white. There's a big Whiteout party in Winnipeg downtown. But I remember as a kid in the 90s when they got into the second round and it was mayhem. So that's the old Jets, the old iteration of the Jets. So the new Jets... Gosh, it's been a while. I don't know if we made it to the second round in this new iteration.
Look at the confidence here, Dave. She's already got him in the second
round. But now we do.
Yeah, isn't it still the first round?
That's the thing, Dave. Even though the Avs are weak right now, they're not good, they're losing. Winnipeggers, we still have that voice in the back of our head that go, you know, we just might lose. But we're not. We're staying very positive. I just messaged a whole bunch of friends on Facebook and they're super excited, hopeful, parties in the street planned leading up to the playoffs. So let's go. Go Jets, go.
Yeah, go Jets, go. I mean, what a year for them. Most of the year had been very dominant for that team. And but this is still the first round, I think, because I don't believe the playoffs have started yet. There's still a regular season game to play tonight. So with that being said, though.
And tomorrow, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I believe tomorrow too. Yeah.
Jets play tomorrow. They're playing the Oilers tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jets play tomorrow too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's right. So the playoffs should start over the weekend, or at worst maybe Monday or Tuesday next week. But
I think they start on Saturday. I think there's some playoff games on Saturday, and then Sunday.
It would sound right. Rain Starling with some comments already on the series. It's one of my buddies from Twitch, who says, "I just think the Jets have the best goalie in the game at the moment." So,
oh, they do.
Yeah, and Rain doesn't have a dog in the fight, but Hellebuck.
Hellebuck.
He's been great.
Hellebuck, yeah.
Connor Hellebuck. You know,
that's
quite
how we say it in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the Avs might have the worst goalie.
That's fair. That's been a consistent problem with Colorado the last 5 years, and this is including year
even when they won the Stanley Cup a few years
they
ago
won they the cup and they still player. Had problems back then. So
so the Jets are the underdog in the series.
That's for and very much so, because if you look at the regular season series, it was a rout. Like, it wasn't close. Like, the Jets won every single game, and they won every single game decisively. If I remember correctly, if I was looking at a friend sent me a stat, my friend Stuart Hayek over on Twitch, and said that the season series was like 17-4 combined score, Jets over the Avalanche. So it's pretty.
But they're still the underdog.
No, isn't the wait? Who's still the underdog? The Jets.
The Jets.
They're underdog in this. Really, the odds are saying Avs, huh? Interesting.
The Avs are -135.
Wow. Well,
Jets are plus 115.
I am a little surprised by that, but not hugely. I mean, I definitely would give them a chance to win, but it's just that, you know, those regular season results aren't completely meaningless. It's certainly an eye opener to see that. I mean, I think the Jets are a very balanced team. I think the Avs are a very balanced team. But as we were saying, the defense is a lot better for Winnipeg. There's no doubt. Like, Karen, if you look at...
You know what the Avs need, Dave?
What do they need?
They need a Dave Jinks bet on the Jets to win the series plus money so that the Avs are guaranteed to make it into the second round.
I don't want to do that. I don't feel like that would be fun.
Just fine without you putting that microphone to your mouth.
Yeah, I think you can hear.
It's just fine. You know, take it away from the mouth, or else it just sounds weird.
I just want to make sure you guys hear what I say.
No.
It might have been clipping a little bit.
I was late to the party. I was having trouble with my audio. Did you establish that we're in the same house and that we're a house divided here? Because.
Yeah, you really took that literally. Like, you just said, okay, I'm gonna put a wall here, and then you'll be on this side for the interview, and then you'll be on the other side of the wall. So, like,
I asked if she wanted to be in the same room for the Zoom, and she said no. She's like, we're not gonna be in the same room at all for the next 2 weeks.
Makes more sense, because then there's less echoing and all that stuff. So, I'm just thinking logistics. What would make the best for the podcast? But, I did buy Andrew some Jets jerseys early on. They were of varying quality, but no, he's adopted the Avs, so that's fine. You can have the Avs. I mean, I'm a Winnipegger, born and bred and raised, so I have to cheer on my Jets.
Yeah, it's interesting.
She bought me a Jets jersey from China.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would.
And I put it on the sleeves, reached the floor.
Want to see it, Dave?
Oh, I guess. Oh, boy. Let's take a look here.
It's a classic. Look.
Oh, it is a classic logo. I love that. Yeah.
And look at the nice embroidery.
Look at, yeah.
Okay.
Sleeves go all the way to the floor.
Oh, boy.
It's backwards, but it's Bufflin.
Oh, I remember that guy. Yeah, look at that Reebok patch in the back.
This is a collector's item.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
Direct from Beijing.
Look at this awesome stitching.
Oh. I mean, perfect symmetry. That's funny.
That was my Christmas gift.
That was your Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. hold on a second here. What happened over here? Oh, okay. I got an audio issue on my end. Sorry, everybody. Can you go ahead and unmute, friends? Like, I didn't. It might be on my end. Like, I gotta go. That is so weird. Why does it sound like
I'm unmuted.
Okay. Let me just switch this over.
Dave's not only hosting, he's also doing tech support.
Yeah, very much so. I don't know why there's this buzzing noise. I've never had that before. That's so weird. I'm gonna have to jump out of the call, friends. Like, I'll be right back. I'll be right back, though. So stay. You can stay in the call. I'll just be right back. I'm just gonna leave it.
I should say, do I have to stay here with Karen?
No. I mean, I'll leave that up to you. But like, you know, let me see. I'm just going to leave for now, and I'll come right back. So hold on, folks. Let me just go do this. Yeah, we can assign. We can assign Karen. There we go. I'll go back into it. That has never happened before. And I've used Zoom for many years now. So that was weird. Let's go back into it. Let's see if this works better. Okay. It should be better.
Dave's back.
There we go. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
I don't hear you. I can't hear anything.
You're going to edit this, right?
No, this is live.
Yeah. We're fine. We're fine. Let me go back over here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I like the Pac-Man things behind you, Dave. What is that?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. This is an LED light. This is basically, this came from, my cousin gave this to me for my birthday about a year or so ago. So, yeah, that's pretty cool,
wow.
Right? It's just one of those LED signs. It's fun.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
look at the old room. It's so much lighting in there now.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's pretty tricked out now. Like, it's just got, you've got all these, it's like a nightclub in here. You got the
LED lights around everywhere.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah,
it feels like such a, that was what I was hoping for, right? But I love the lighting in here.
What is this at the bottom? The goal for 100 McChicken challenge.
Okay, so what we're doing over on Twitch is we're raising, this is a tip goal. So if we get $200 in tips over the course of the year, we'll have a 100 McNugget challenge. So basically, as I'll have friends, do you want to participate in this? Like we can, I would gladly have you as part of it.
Do I have to eat 100 chicken McNuggets?
You can eat as many as you can.
Yes, I want to participate.
You should do it. It'll be really fun. Like we're going to get a bunch of people on, and we'll see who can eat, how far, who can eat the 100 chicken McNuggets first, or if nobody can, who can get the farthest with the 100 chicken McNuggets.
All right, let's
do
it.
You have a real shot at this. I feel really good about your chances.
Didn't we do a thing with Bricio where we had a whole eating thing?
Yeah, I think it was cheeseburgers. That was a long time ago.
I know.
That was a long time ago. That's almost two decades ago now. Like
Santa Barbara days, 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Oh my goodness.
Eating endless amounts of cheeseburgers in Dave's apartments.
Yeah. Oh, Stuart says this. So Stuart's in Winnipeg too. And Karen, Stuart says, tell Karen I was born and raised on Logan Avenue.
Nice. Wow. Okay.
So is Karen.
I'm glad he made it out alive.
Yeah, glad you made it out alive.
No, he's still there.
Yeah.
He's still
I don't think he's still there. I don't think he's still there.
Who is that, Logan?
No. It's my buddy Stuart. So Stuart's a mod on Twitch and also mods his daughter who has his daughter has a music show, which is really good. Jillian Hayek is a really talented gal over in Winnipeg. And Stuart also says
he's in Winnipeg now.
Yeah, they're all in Winnipeg, the bad part of town. Wow, is that right? So it's like Skid Row.
It's a little dodge. It can be, but gotcha. You know, I'm sure it's gotten nicer since I lived there.
Well, I feel like
I don't want to disparage anyone's living situation.
That's fair. Yeah, I wouldn't want it to either.
No, I used to live downtown on, Balmoral and Sherbrooke, so I know.
Stuart says third challenge. Who ends up in emergency first? After the chicken McNuggets.
What?
Like after the chicken McNuggets, like who ends up in the emergency?
We should do it. We could include the dogs. We could have Molly and Bailey eat 100 chicken McNuggets also.
They might have an advantage there. I think
would probably win.
Yeah, hey, the dogs
would
totally.
Chicky chick?
Yeah. Stuart says. Aw. Nice, resting well. I love it. Stuart says, yeah, I was raised as poor as can be. How about it?
Oh.
Aw.
Bad.
But you've come a long way, it sounds like, Stuart. Stuart has
right.
a...
Yeah.
Stuart just...
Humble beginning. But that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have all these Winnipeggers coming at me.
That's good times. We're supposed to have Kai joining us on the program, but unfortunately, Kai was occupied.
On his way to Toronto, the home of the Leafs.
The home of the Leafs, who are probably going to get swept by the Boston, or what do you think could happen there? Do you think they might pull the upset?
Leafs have not been historically good in the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
so my money would not be on them. I'm looking at Winnipeg. I'm looking at the Oilers. I think Vancouver's pretty hot, so
yeah.
It would be nice if the Cup came back north, you know.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, eh?
I do know what you're saying, eh? And this is the most. You're absolutely right about that, because I think it's been over 30 years now. This would be 31 seasons since the last
31 years.
Yeah,
31 long years. So, yeah, and the big. I mean, there's fewer teams in Canada than there are in the U.S. So. There's that numbers game, but come on. It's about time.
It's about time. Well, especially when you have Edmonton in there and you have Vancouver in there. They're both really talented offensive teams. You have Toronto, too, but you know, Toronto's is not as quite on the same level, but still pretty good.
No, and Winnipeg's looking hot. They,
yeah.
You know, they're in it to win it, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
So people online were talking about 2018, and I was like, what was 2018? That's when they went and they lost in the conference final. So they won two rounds. That was as furthest as we've ever gone was 2018.
That
so
was
people back home. They're referencing 2018. I haven't been as excited, and the team looks as good as it did back then. So if not better.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think, you know, we actually have a shot. So let's go.
Let's go. So this will be a best of, and I think the Jets have home ice advantage in the series, based on what I know. So
the first two games will be in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Getting a ticket for the playoff game, when I looked just over the weekend, it was going for more than $320 Canadian. So that's like $50 US. No, I'm just kidding.
$50.
Still a lot of money. It's a lot of money in Canadian dollars, but playoff tickets, we're starting at around 90.
Wow.
People aren't really that excited. So
yeah, things have changed a lot in that regard.
It's tough to be excited after Saturday.
Well,
we'll find out. I mean,
so we were at the game on Saturday, Dave.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we were at the 7-0 Jets sweep shutout of the Colorado Avalanche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
it was 2-0. And I was like, man, I should go to the bathroom before intermission, because it's going to be super crowded and everything. I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom now. I'll be right back. Literally was gone for like 3 minutes, and I come back. It was 2-0 when I left, and it was 4-0 by the time I got back to the seat and the game was over.
Oh, man. I have not been to a game that bad, like with that bad a.
I never either. It was demoralizing, and every single none of those goals were empty netters. They were all legit goals.
Oh, really?
People were pouring out after the second intermission. People were leaving, but a lot of people stayed, watched the carnage. But it was. I was stunned. I was like, wow, they're just annihilating them. The Avs had given up. They'd given up pretty much after the second goal.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, okay. And then the third and the fourth that happened like that, like Andrew said, that was it. Game over.
Yeah.
They were just limping along. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, like nothing is off the table when it comes to the playoffs.
You
don't know if all of a sudden they're going to get this burst of inspiration and adrenaline to, you know, be strong on the ice. I don't know. We'll have to see. But yeah, first two games will be Winnipeg, and then third game 3 and 4. So we're going to game 4 here in Denver.
Let's go look into these home records, because I feel like both teams are really good at home this year. I'll go check that out right now. Rain Silence says the Jets and Canucks, I think, have a strong chance to reach the Cup final. I agree with that for sure. You know, the thing with, I've been talking with Stuart about the Jets throughout the season too, because obviously he's a fan. And it's interesting to mention how they've had their playoff struggles over the years too, but to be honest with you, they've been pretty well. Like, you know, to compare with like Boston, for example, like Boston has been struggling to get out of the first round a lot lately. And it was kind of embarrassing last year because they won the President's Cup last year and then still couldn't make it out of the first round. So it was pretty nuts. So let's go look at these home records for the Jets. They are, they had been 26-11. This is also pending a game, of course, but, over the course of the regular season at home, that's really good. The, Avs, on the other hand, were even better. We're actually 30-9 at home this year. That's an incredible home ice advantage. Yeah.
It didn't work out well on Saturday.
You went to only one of nine games where they lost. That's actually...
yeah. And they didn't just lose. They should have lost two games in that. That should have counted twice against them.
Yeah, you're right though. That was pretty rough. I mean, it basically looks like on paper you would expect both teams to win out at home, but we don't really know if it'll play out that way. So really, as they say in a lot of playoff series, the first team to win a road game is going to be, that's when the series really starts. So it could really happen. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what you got to watch out for.
Exactly.
So the Avs are actually the favorite to win game one.
Favorite to win game one?
In Winnipeg.
I wonder what is leaning that way. Is it just a lot of public high? Is it just a lot of public play money? Like it's.
Yeah. It's a lot of, you know, Avs have been good the last few years. Winnipeg, not really people pay too much attention to the Jets, you know, so you've got all these betting markets that have the Avs as favorites in the series, favorites in game one.
Yeah.
I think that's where a lot of that's coming from.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, you do see this in every sport. You'll see like the name brand team tend to get a little favored by the casuals. And meaning the casual better, the casual fans. Just looking at it on paper, especially the head to head margin games, it doesn't look like they shouldn't even win a game based on that. But you're also looking at a team that has Nate McKinnon and you have Makar, and it's a very, very talented offense. As you mentioned, they were really good at home. It's just that they are flawed in their ability to keep the puck out of the other team's net. So is there a reason for it? Do they deserve to be favored? Yeah, but it is still surprising to me because there's nothing that they did in the regular season to suggest it was going to happen, right? So I wonder where, I guess it's just people just kind of looking at it saying, well, it's the, well, at, you know. It,
yeah, I think it's one, just the fact that the Avs have been a top contender the last few years.
Right.
But it's also, I mean, despite the fact that the season series was so lopsided between the two, I mean, the reality is the Jets and the Avs are basically neck and neck, you know, standings wise. There's not a lot of difference there standing wise. They're fairly even when it comes to that. So
yeah, I agree.
So in some ways it's very much a toss up kind of deal. I mean, you would have to probably lean Jets just because of the way that the season series has gone, the way that the game on Saturday went. But I think at the same time, you have to kind of realize that these two teams are fairly even.
I think on paper, the roster wise, I would agree with that. Maybe the Avs don't have the greatest offense compared to Colorado, but maybe the Avs don't have the greatest defense compared to Winnipeg. Winnipeg's defense has been great. Their goals against has been pretty solid all year.
It could be a matchup of goalies. I mean, Connor Hellebuck is just one of the really top goalies in the NHL, and he's been solid. And I can't even think of the guy's name, but they were booing him. The guy who's...
Gorgie? For the Avs?
For the Avs? Yeah, the former... Georgiev, I guess, or yeah. Gorgeous. Yes. Yeah, yeah. He used
How
to be in the Rangers.
How do you pronounce his last name?
I don't know, but I remember it started with a G.
I think the coach always refers to him as Georgie, I think.
Oh, okay.
For the Avs, but he's struggling right now. He's the Avs have lost a few games pretty lopsidedly here recently. So
yeah,
got to be a little nervous if you're the the abs. It's not just that you're losing, but you're losing by, in some instances, a fairly big margin.
Yeah. Rain Silent had the same point earlier in the chat, who says, I don't buy into the abs as favorites at all. They were playing kind of poor going into the playoffs, and their goalies are just a question mark. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's basically it. We'll see.
And like you said, Dave, Hellebuck has been playing really well for for the Jets, and he's probably one of the best goalies.
Yeah.
So
Karen, you had a point.
No,
she didn't have any points.
I'm just gonna concur with that and agree. But you just don't know until you're, you know, it's that game one on the ice. It is weird with Winnipeg. Historically, they have playoff games they've lost. Like it that would be my feeling, or my fear is that they're going to lose, you know, game one or even game two on home ice. And yeah, and then they have to take it on the road. Of course, there's the elevation factor, which I always thought that would give Colorado an advantage. Maybe that's why they've won 39 home games, because, you know, not all the teams are equipped to deal with the elevation, but I don't know.
Hard to, yeah, I mean,
So you know what's going to happen, Dave? Karen bought tickets to game four. The Jets are going to go win game one and two in Winnipeg. It's going to come back to Colorado. Colorado's going to win game three. And Karen's going to have to sit there and watch her team get swept in game four.
Now that's a bold statement.
That's not nice.
That is not only not nice.
I'm just saying there's a possibility.
Or I could see my team sweep the app on game four here in Colorado.
I don't know if I would see a sweep there, because that's like I said, both teams were great at home. Like it'd be tough to see either's team up 3-0 going into that game. Like I would be.
I don't know.
This might be the jinx, but
I mean, if the abs show up like they did on Saturday, then it's going to be a cakewalk. But if not, and they turn it on and their goalie becomes amazing, then, you know, or at least learns how to stop a puck.
So,
yeah, I mean, I'm not saying anything's off the table. I'm not, but I don't want to. Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out, that I could be sitting there. But, you know, I'm sitting there
surrounded by
the storm 18,000 abs fans for decades now, Dave. Weathered all the storms. I've sat in that, you know, Ball Arena, Pepsi Center back in the day, and saw them lose 9-3 a couple of years ago after a 3-0 lead. I saw them lose 7-3 the game before that when they were here. So it's nothing I am not equipped to deal with. But it would be nice. It would be nice if the Jets, you know, they're a strong team. They're a good team. They're a young team-ish. I think.
So Dave, what's your series prediction?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm probably going to have the Jets in six. I'm going to go Jets in six.
Wow.
Yeah, it should be a good series. I think it'll be a long series. It'll be a long series. I think we're going to have...
Right. Four-game sweep.
You have four-game sweep? Okay. How does Coach have it?
I have it going nine. Nine games.
Going nine.
I kind of agree with Dave. I think it's going to be a six, maybe even a seven game series.
Yeah.
And I'd probably lean Jets.
Yeah, I'm going to
lean.
And just
so here's
go ahead.
So here's the thing, Dave.
Yeah.
So what are me and Karen going to bet on to the series? I'm going to take I'll take the abs. What Karen's going to obviously
the mayor bet. I like it.
What's the bet?
Can we use McNuggets as the money on the money value here? Just like, should we do it in McNuggets? I'm just kidding.
How much is a single McNugget?
No, I didn't even know if Karen's a McNugget eater. So,
maybe like four or five. I'm good.
Okay.
if this was Karen's dad, we would be doing a $5 bet.
Yeah, he does his $5 bets.
Okay.
But if it's Karen and Andrew bet, then usually there's alcohol involved.
Okay, so a bottle of wine versus a bottle of whiskey?
Yeah, but that's not comparable, because a bottle of wine is like 12, 15 bucks, and a bottle of whiskey is like 30 bucks.
I'll get you a nice bottle, like $18.
Oh. okay. I'll get you an $18 whiskey.
Moving into that, we're moving to that top tier Trader Joe's like wine right there.
Yeah, yeah. top shelf, you know, beverage world. Well, we'll have to sort it out.
Okay.
Sounds good. But
winner has to buy or loser has to buy the winner happy hour.
Oh boy, that's a lot of money.
Depends on where you go. If you go to certain spots, like in the
outside, stick to the bottle of whiskey.
Bottle of whiskey.
Maybe,
okay.
maybe it will be a McChicken McNugget bet.
Budgetary constraint.
One happy budget. Meal.
Yeah, one happy meal happy for meal. For the winner.
High rollers. I like it. Rain with some comments on the series. Honestly, I don't like how the Middlestead Byram trade has gone for the Avs. And Rain adds, I see a Jets 4-game sweep more likely than an Avs 4-game sweep, as do I. Like, I don't, of the two, I think I could see the Jets sweeping more than the Avs. But in the end, I don't think either team's going to sweep. I mean, we might actually see.
The first game will set the tone. If it's Avs' first game on Winnipeg's home ice, then they got a lot to prove, and they got to really, like, you know, buck up and get there. And if they lose two, I mean, but I think if the Jets win strong, if they come out strong, I think they will. They'll sweep it.
Yeah. Game
one is going to be. What's that noise? Game one is going to be extremely important for the Jets. I think the Avs can lose game one and you're kind of like, okay, they're, you know, in Winnipeg. They just need to win one of the first two to really kind of be in good shape for the rest of the series. For the Jets, though, if they go out and lose game one, I feel like that's going to be all the pressure's then going to kind of fall on the Jets the rest of the way from there. You know,
makes sense because, like, after having played all those games and gotten your home ice advantage, if you lose game one, you pretty much like give it away, like in one game. So, I totally see that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not only that, it's also the fact that they've been so dominant over the Avs in the regular season. You get to the playoffs and all of a sudden you lose that first game. Then you're like, okay, well, this is a different thing now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think it becomes a little tougher. So,
we'll see. I mean, I'm hopeful, but like I said, yeah, that first game's going to set the tone for the whole thing.
Yeah, 1,000%. I do want to say, I also want to say hello to Caitlin Loves Music. Thanks for joining us in chat tonight. Nice to see you. Yeah, I think this might be the series where game one is going to have the biggest impact on said series, because the winner of that game is going to really have an advantage the rest of the way. Though, what you said was also true, that I think of the two, I think the Jets would need that game more than the Avs would, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. I think if the Avs get game one, that's going to be a little challenging for the Jets to potentially recover from. Not that they can't.
I think they could, but it's going to be difficult. It would definitely be much more difficult because you think about, as we talked about, 39 at home. So they're going to be going back to that down, either at best, you know, tied 1-1 if they lose game one. And so it, not to say they can't do it. Obviously, their team is built to really win any kind of game anywhere, but it would be a significantly bigger challenge in that direction. So, question for Coach. Do you think that... Actually, let's go to you. You could go to this way. You can answer this too, Karen, but... Actually, let me give it to Karen first.
No, it's for me. It's for me.
I should mention that when you bring the microphone to your voice, it sounds almost the same level. So you can just.
Yeah, I know. Stop doing
it. It doesn't change the volume of it. It just sounds.
It doesn't.
No, it's already. It sounds the same.
It makes me. It just makes me more confident that you guys can hear me. It's a nervous tick. I do this when I'm nervous.
Okay. That's fair. But Karen, if. Shit, what was my question? Okay, the question... Okay, yeah. If a team was to go down 0-2, do you see the potential for either side to come back and win the series down 0-2 in that scenario?
Either team?
Yeah, either team. Because you can see...
Of course, anything's possible. Possible in hockey and sports. You know this. Like, teams have been down 3-0. You know, Colorado was up 3-0 against What was, oh, I know.
The first team to do it.
They were up 3-0 against, what was it, the Stars? And then they ended up, was it the Stars? Who was it that they played after the Jets? Who was it, Andrew? They lost in overtime. I should have had my facts.
Yeah, I should have gotten your facts straight.
I know.
I don't know.
The team that they played, I think it was the Stars. Anyway, they were up 3-0, then they tied it, and then they lost in overtime. So anything can happen in hockey. If the team is down 2-0, they can definitely come back. It's harder, but it's happened. I'm not going to count anybody out until final game, the last second.
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Coach. I'm sorry.
Dave, you probably know. I mean, hockey, out of all the sports, mm-hmm. is kind of the most random playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely.
Probably hockey compared to certainly basketball or football or whatever. Hockey, you just get some of the weirdest results, series results, comebacks. It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, very much.
Last year, I knew the Vegas Golden Knights were going to win. They were just dominating. I made a bet with my dad early on, like before the playoffs even started, and I was like, Golden Knights all the way. And I bet the Nuggets too. So we made like a little double bet. I won my $10. But yeah, the Golden Knights, it was almost like a what is it? Just a, you know, foreseen conclusion that the Golden Knights were going to win last year. So made it less interesting. I didn't really feel that there was this year. I feel it's anyone's game. I don't feel anyone has a major advantage.
Yeah, I agree with
you. Not that I've been following hockey like the back of my hand or anything, but I just feel like it's kind of a toss up right now. It's kind of a mixed bag. Dave, you watch a lot more hockey than I, Andrew, do. So do you have a feeling that one team out there besides this series is going to take it?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I think every team has really great strengths. Every team has has weaknesses too. It's probably as wide open as I can remember. Yeah.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting. Yeah. A lot of really fun teams to watch though too. Like sometimes you can say it's wide open because nobody's that good. This is the opposite. It's like it's wide open because a lot of teams are great. Like I think you're looking, just example, like Carolina and New Jersey, both, they're going against, like these two teams are, those two teams were good this year. Like, you know, they made some really serious comebacks. It's just been really fun to watch. Dallas is so good on the road. Like, that's a great team.
See, Dallas might be, have a leg up, actually, once you say that. Like, Dallas is definitely in the realm of a possibility for...
Yeah.
For the finals.
Oh, yeah.
The East playoffs are all set already, right, Dave?
As far as I know, yeah, because they decided the wild cards. They decided the wild cards yesterday. The Capitals are in.
It's Islanders and Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Rangers and Capitals.
Mm-hmm.
Bruins and Maple Leafs.
Even
and Panthers.
And Lightning. And the Lightning really aren't that good this year, but. But Florida is, and even if that's true, I think the Lightnings have all that experience. So I wouldn't even rule them out, to be honest with you.
Do you know who the favorite is to win the whole thing?
If I were to make an estimate, if I were to estimate that based on the standings, I'm probably going to say it's either Vancouver or New York.
It's Carolina.
Oh, Carolina. Okay. Well, that's pretty good too. Yeah. So Carolina has been really solid all year, but I mean, it's got to be close. Like, I imagine, like, the number two team would be, like, barely a little bit more of a little bit less of a favorite than that team and onward, you know?
Right.
Just a lot of strength in the league this year. I will stay with the Capitals. I mean, they're not a fun team to watch. I'm not even going to dance around that. They're just not fun to watch. And same thing for Pittsburgh. I don't think Pittsburgh made it, which thank God for that, because that would not have been fun to watch at all. They do not have much offense at all. Same scenario for the Capitals. But I will admit they are pretty solid at goaltending, and I think they've still got some veterans there that can still do things. Oshie's one of them, and Ovechkin's one of them. So this team matches up pretty well with the Rangers. I think we're going to have a pretty close series in the Metropolitan Division. And Carolina versus Islanders, that might be the one where it kind of gets away, because the Islanders do not, they can't keep the puck out of the net. Like, their defense stinks, but their offense is really good. So they might be able to sneak in there and get a couple games, but I'm not counting on it. I think Carolina wins that one 5. Boston-Toronto is so interesting to me. Like, you would think that the Bruins would just smoke these guys, but I have no idea. You know, the Bruins have their own problems with the playoffs these days. Like, do you both have, do either of you have a feel for that one?
Oh, I hate Toronto, so.
You're not, no. Toronto is like,
no,
the back.
Here's the funny thing about Boston-Toronto. Mm-hmm. So, Canada, the East Coast, like all my East Coast relatives in Nova Scotia, they're all Boston fans. And that's because of the proximity to Boston, with the Maritimes, and just a lot of relatives, like, you know, a lot of family lived in Boston, came from Boston. So my my cousins are huge Bruins fans. And then interestingly enough, like with the proximity to Toronto, you know, it's going to be kind of a, I think, Canada battle in that sense. So with East Coast, and the East Coast of Canada, I should also add, are Montreal Canadian fans, but they're not in it this year. So it's going to be sort of an East Coast Canada versus Central Canada, or Upper Canada, as we call it, with Toronto. And everybody hates Toronto except for people in Toronto.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. I think Boston, I don't know anything about either. I'm going to say Boston will take that one.
Yeah. I will take
Toronto out of it, because if Toronto wins the cup, I'll be happy that it's in Canada, but I'll be sad that it's Toronto.
That almost is just as, yeah, I mean, I understand. Toronto is the Dallas Cowboys of the NHL.
Yeah, like, they are. They're the most hated, because, yeah, you know, it's just, we love to hate on Toronto, right?
They're the biggest franchise.
It's the way we are in Canada. It's just the way we are.
They've got the most money. They also haven't done squat in decades. Yeah,
big city with shiny things and shiny people. And yeah, so we love to hate on that.
It's Dave, funny. you think the Toronto's going to lose to the Bruins?
Yeah, It's a tough call. Cause like the Bruins tend to have their foibles in the playoffs too. Like, and they have been known for playoff chokes in recent years. It would be a very interesting series. I'm not saying I would pick it with a whole lot of confidence, but I definitely would take the Bruins there. Yeah, probably get them in like maybe 7, but or possibly 5 if they get on a roll. They can
lock. That's my prediction. Write it down. Bruins in 5.
I'm gonna say Bruins in 5.
5.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Bruins in 5. I'm gonna say Bruins in 5. Yeah.
Not even competitive.
I'm standing by it. I'm telling you what. I'm standing by it. I'm gonna stand by it. Like, you know, I threw
it
out there.
Jets in 4, Bruins in 5.
Yeah. Yeah, Rain has the reasoned opinion here. I don't see Boston-Toronto series going shorter than 5, and I could easily see it going 7. That's the correct prediction. This is my gut feeling prediction. I think Bruins in 5. We'll see. Yeah, Toronto, Stewart's is Toronto, choking 6-60s. Exactly. I guess that the Cowboys are the NHL, like same, a lot
they
of
are.
Parallels.
They are.
So
in
are the
Kings? I don't think Americans really care, but in Canada, they're kind of the hate. You like to hate. You love to hate.
The team you love to hate. Yeah, Coach.
Are the Kings in it?
Yeah, Kings are in it, and they play Dallas in the first round. Yeah, it's gonna. I mean, wait, hold on. We do need. I guess we still need to sort some things out in the wild card. But if they do get in, it's probably going to be against Dallas.
Oh, Bailey!
Hey, Bailey!
Bailey's chosen the abs.
Aw.
Bailey, look! Bailey, you got abs.
Did you put that on her?
Yeah, she's not happy.
Is she upset?
I know.
Terrified right now? You terrorizing her dog?
Poor dog. It's okay, Bailey.
Okay, hold on a second here. Let me try something. God, I'm having problems with the... I am having problems once again with, is that better? Check. Test. Hello? Can you hear me? Let me try that again. Try that. Hello?
We can hear you, Dave.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
That's better. Okay, I can hear. Is there any feedback at all?
You need me to hold my mic closer to my mouth?
No. You're fine. Yeah, I was having problems with the interface tonight, but it sounds better now. I switched to a different one, so the sound's coming in good now. Very good. So Rain says a series can be short and very competitive. This is very true. Actually, the best example of a short series that was really competitive, 2001 NBA Finals between the Lakers and the Sixers. Like, they were, every game was close, but Lakers won in five. You're like, well, that series sucked. It actually was closer than it looked on paper.
Speaking of Lakers, what do you think about Lakers Nuggets, Dave?
Nope. That's going to be short. That's going to be like four. I mean, maybe that's why I didn't get that excited about last night's game. Like, well, what? When did they win? They won a chance to play the Nuggets? That's not winning. Like, they're gonna get their ass kicked in that game. Get their asses beat. My goodness.
Well, Andrew made a bet. Well, say your bet again. So you have the Nuggets to win, but you also bet.
Well, I have the Nuggets to win the title.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I parlayed that with the with UConn.
So the UConn side. Wow.
UConn side already hit. So now I'm waiting to see if the Nuggets can do it. If it all hits, I win $5,000. So
he doesn't want 5,000. Okay. 500.
500. That's what it was.
He didn't do a Dave Portnoy $600,000 bet.
Yeah, I'm not putting millions of dollars on these.
Yeah, it must be nice to be Dave Portnoy, to be an annoying whoever he is and eat pizza.
He's so rich. And he's, yeah,
and
he's
somehow
annoying,
have all this money.
Rich, annoying little guy who.
Yeah. I think he just took the time. No, you're right. It's God. Just it annoys me so much that people that unlikable can be so rich. That just
he's not.
Unlikable is unfair.
He's super unlikable. Have you seen his new dog Peaches?
I have not seen his new dog Peaches.
Oh, he adopted a pit bull rescue dog. Famous Miss Peaches is her Instagram, and she's now this beauty, like, you know, what do you call it? The toast of Instagram, millions of followers, which is probably making more money too. Anyway, but he adopted this rescue, and anyway, he takes her around and shows her off. So he's got a good heart. He adopted this dog that senior dog that didn't, you know, needed a home.
I'll give it to him. I mean,
don't adopt. No, adopt. Don't shop.
Yeah, adopt. Adopt.
Adopt. Yes, adopt. Don't shop.
Yes, adopt. Yes, adopt. Yeah.
Yeah. See, if you adopt and don't shop, you get weird ones like this.
Oh no, poor Molly.
Molly.
Oh, not Molly. Oh, that's funny.
That's a total Molly move.
No, I think Dave Portnoy is fine. I'm just being.
It's
silly.
Annoying that he has so much money and then he just puts these bets on and he keeps winning.
Yeah, is that
people.
Why?
I mean, I think he. I don't know what he does.
He's rich,
like, helping people out, but
well,
hopefully he's putting that money to use and he's.
Portnoy is among the core components of Barstool Sports, so that's why everybody knows who he is.
Right.
Which is. It irritates me that they are successful, but whatever. What are you going to do? Like, you know, I can't control that stuff anymore.
And here Dave is on Twitch.
Twitch is big too, though. Like, Twitch is millions and millions. In fact, billions of people are on Twitch, like, every day.
That's
so
right.
Like, I think more.
Am I on Twitch right now? Is this Twitch?
No. This is still our old YouTube. This is YouTube, but.
Oh, okay.
I will be on Twitch later, but that's a good question. Like, I was kind of debating it, but I'm actually glad we're here. Like, it's kind of, we got to really kind of suss this out a little better here. We have a good crowd in our chat actually tonight. In fact, let's catch up on it. Sears says, how much to get Karen to walk over and tape Coach's hands down so that you don't
take
grab the mic
down?
Yeah. So you don't grab the mic. That's the, That's funny. Rain with a comment on last year's series. And then there's the Carolina-Florida series from last year where they dominated in every metric and still got swept. Has never happened in sports where the team that dominated got swept. And that had to be...
Oh, yeah, the Lightning did. Remember that year? They were the number one team in the whole NHL. And they lost first round out. I don't know if it was a sweep, but yeah, Lightning flamed out. They... They were, one of those teams that just choked in the playoffs. So that's insane. Like, playoffs, anything can happen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hype in Winnipeg right now. I have to mention all my Winnipeg friends out there that did respond on Facebook. Christine D, a little shout out to you. She's a big super fan. She's got season tickets. And my friend Tanya is going to go. There's like a lot of hype right now. Like, the city gets excited. Like, here we got the Nuggets in the playoffs. The Avs have not been doing well. You couldn't tell that either team was in the playoffs. It's a very spread out city. In Winnipeg, it's Canada's biggest small town. People are excited. There's going to be this whiteout party that people are going to wear their white. There's a lot of frenzy right now. So there's a lot at stake. We're a little town with a big heart and a little hockey team that, you know, we lost back in the 90s and then came back to us. So, you know, we've never won a cup. So there's just a lot of excitement. There's a lot of frenzy. A lot of people are really invested. I think if the Jets lose, it'll be devastating. If the Avs lose, the diehard fans will be like, man, they weren't that great anyway. Or, you know, but the city isn't buzzing with excitement for either teams. You can't tell. Yeah, it's
really.
But yeah,
even for a team for a city that had like already won a cup a couple years ago, that's interesting. Yeah.
Well, I think it's a transient city. We've got lots of people from all over the place, so it's not like the, you know, the core thing or the Abs or the Nuggets, right?
That is interesting to me because I never thought of Denver as a transient city, although that's kind of been. There's been a little bit of that, yeah. Or maybe they're just bigger Denver Bronco fans than they are Avs fans. I don't know.
That's true. They are definitely more into the football.
Well, I think also the fact that the Nuggets are really good and you've got playoffs going on simultaneously, yeah. Right? Like the Avs are playing, Nuggets are playing. They're basically starting at the exact same time. And the Avs are kind of doing this while the Nuggets are doing this.
Right.
I think around here, I think there's more buzz about the Nuggets potentially repeating in the NBA than people looking at the Avs and thinking that they really have a shot. Because if you look at the betting markets, I mean, the Avs are not even in the top five for favorites to win the Stanley Cup this year. So, yeah, so I think around here the buzz tends to lean much more toward the Nuggets.
Yeah, let me give you an update on the Kings. So the Kings have clinched a playoff berth. This is set in stone. The question is, could they potentially get the Wild move up a spot so that instead of playing the Dallas Stars in the first round, they'll play the Vancouver Canucks? I don't think it. For me, as a King fan, I don't think it matters. I think they could play either team pretty well. They've actually beaten the Canucks a couple times. They did it definitely at Crypto earlier in the year. In fact, it was kind of decisive, like 3-0 or something like that. But so I don't know. The Kings are an interesting spot because if you remember, Todd McClellan was fired in the middle of the season, so they've been going on an interim. Sounds like familiar territory. If you remember that from a dozen years ago. But I don't exactly have a read on whether. They have first of all, there's still kind of a mix of like young talent and like aging veterans. So I don't think the team's going to win a cup. I don't really see that. But I think they're good to win like a couple games in whoever they play in the series that they play. It would be tough with Dallas though. I think I will admit, like, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Dallas had a very easy series with the Kings, but at the same time, it's like, but what if they ended up winning
They're not beating Dallas.
Nah, it would be tough to see. Vancouver, I can see with Vancouver because Vancouver's a little more vulnerable in the defensive end, but Dallas is just tough. Like, they win everywhere. They win at home. They win on the road. They doesn't matter where you play them. They are very, very good. The only thing they can't do is like, I think the thing they struggled with was like back to back scenarios, but that's not a factor in the playoffs. There will be no back to back situations.
So what do you think of what's going to happen to the Coyotes? We're hearing Salt Lake is going to be their new home.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't have a new one.
The old Jets or the Coyotes.
Yeah, it's
they've been struggling and limping along, and you know don't have an arena. And now there's talk about them moving to Salt Lake City.
That owner screwed the team. I think they would have had a good thing going if the owner gave a shit about like running the franchise. Like, I think it was bullshit. I just think, you know.
Do you think hockey belongs in the desert?
I mean, we're seeing it. Yes, because we already see it with Vegas. Like, that is a huge success story. So definitely it belongs in the desert. If you have good ownerships, the fans will follow. It doesn't matter where you play. Like, well, it matters where you play. But I think, you know, Phoenix had problems with attendance issues forever. I understand that. Like, I know it's not a great situation for hockey, generally speaking, but they did have some good years in there. And I think if they had continued to play, you know, continued to be run well, you know, in the years since, let's say, 2012, when they were in the West Final against the Kings, they were good back then. I don't know. It's just tough to see that. Like, I think they could do it if they had a good ownership and a good team, but they haven't really had either in the last 5 years.
But Salt Lake should be a good hockey market.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It would seem that way. Like, I think that would be a solid, if you're going to pick a place, that seems like a good place. Yeah.
I mean, they have a basketball team that does pretty well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what else is there in Salt Lake? There's really nothing else. So I would think hockey would be able to be successful there.
And you know, they have the climate to play hockey. Like, it gets cold frequently, you know, plenty of icy conditions in the winter. So seems like there would be a market for it.
So Karen, if Winnipeg wins the Stanley Cup, are you going to go to the parade? Are you going to get a ticket and fly out to Winnipeg?
Sure. No, I don't know. It would be in June. So
yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be, you know, be like, 58.
Were we watching the Avs when we drove to Winnipeg? We were watching the Avs in the final.
We were in Winnipeg when.
Yeah, so I don't. If it happens during that break, yeah, I'll head to Winnipeg. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, it'll be mayhem. That would be mayhem. The city would just shut down for like a week. I think people would just be, you know, dancing in the streets, and it would be complete mayhem. So I don't know. I don't know.
Wade was saying, I'm still salty about how the Kings Coyote series ended in 2012. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it. It was a rough. Do you remember that game, everybody? Like, it was like Brown had that very questionable hit with that knee of the player, and it didn't. Nobody called it. It was rough. That's a bad call, and I will admit. I mean, I can admit it now, but certainly even at the time, it was like that was not. That was pretty dirty. Like, it was, Brown had a little bit of a flirtation with dirty. He's not Tom Wilson, but he's still. Do I have that right? Like, the guy on the Capitals, whoever his name is, but Wilson has been one of the dirtiest players in the league, and Doughty's. I mean, sorry, Brown is also like one of the had also had like a few moments of that, and it's not what you want. It's not what you want. Yeah, Rain says that was a great series until that hit. Yeah. Yeah, the games are close. I'll agree. Rain did also say with how Ottinger has played this season, the Kings want the Stars. Then Demko is coming back from injury. So the maybe the Stars are having the similar momentum situation to Colorado. I can buy into that. Rain probably has a better feel for that than I would. Okay. Anything else we should get into here? Let's see. Vegas is interesting. I saw the Oilers versus the Knights earlier in the year, back in February. It's that same trip where I caught up with you, Coach. Like, it was an interesting, it's a fun atmosphere, but I love the Oilers. I really do. I don't know if it doesn't seem like their goaltending and defense is necessarily that great, but man, they are so good on the offensive end. Like, they are such.
Well, they got Draisaitl, they got McDavid.
Yeah.
You know, so it could talented. Be, yeah, that could be an interesting series.
Yeah.
I could even see the Oilers winning the cup.
I can too. I really think
yeah,
they got.
I mean, I think Dallas is a strong contender, but if it's not Winnipeg, it could be the Oilers.
Yeah.
What do you think, Coach?
Oh, the coach of the Oilers? Oh, well, that would be. Let me see.
No. I was asking Andrew, but he seems to be like checked out or something.
I'm looking at. So the Avs have lost 7 of their last 10 games.
Oh my gosh! Wow. Why are they favored then? If they've lost 7 of 10.
To Montreal.
They're playing the Oilers here tomorrow. So
they're not
they lost to Montreal, New York, Columbus, Edmonton. They lost to the Oilers, lost to Dallas, lost to Winnipeg, lost to Vegas. So they have 7 losses in their last 10 games.
Yeah, Vegas was the game that they were up 3-0, and then they ended up tying it in the third and in overtime within like seconds. Vegas scored a goal, so they lost 4-3.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last game. So we'll see. I mean, the Oilers are strong. They're pumped. We'll see. So.
Well, yeah. But tomorrow, I don't know. I don't think tomorrow's game means anything for anybody, right? So you're going to, I don't think you're going to get great effort.
No.
If they show up.
It might be a low scoring game.
It doesn't mean anything. You're right. Yeah. But it's interesting. They'll see how they're playing.
Yeah. Who would you take out of the East, by the way? Like out of everybody in there? If I were to pick a team, I'd probably pick Carolina.
No.
Yeah.
I pick Toronto. Just because I want to see Karen so conflicted at the end of the Stanley Cup, like rooting for Toronto and then rooting against Toronto and not really knowing if she wants them to win or lose.
I'm not too worried because I cannot see them being in the finals.
I can't see it either. Like their offense is not even.
It doesn't take up any space in my brain whatsoever.
I would not argue that either. It's just that their offense just isn't, even for all the names they have on that roster, it's not that great on offense. Like, they can kind of quit on, they can kind of just not show up sometimes. I've seen it plenty of times this year. It's not a team I would ever trust with any confidence. So
I'm going to say it's going to be the Rangers and the Canucks in the Stanley Cup final.
That's a pretty good pick. That's a pretty good prediction. Yeah. But it would not be, but I will say with that being said, Coach, I would not be surprised if Capitals Rangers went to overtime in game 7. Like, genuinely could see that happening. It's just one of those weird things. They seem to know each other very well. We'll see. But the Rangers would probably win that anyway, I think. Yeah.
Well, the Rangers are going to win the President's Cup, right? Aren't they going to have the most points out of anybody this year?
Yeah, but that's the way it's leaning. But as you know, the President's Cup has been the kiss of death in the last 20 years in the NHL. And I mean, it's...
Well, didn't the Avs win the President's Cup the year they won the title? I think they did.
I will check on that. So what year did they win the title? I think it was like 21. When did they win the...
22.
22, okay.
22.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
No, they did not. Well, they did not have the President's Cup. The Florida Panthers did that year.
Okay.
Panthers had the most points in the year that Avs won. Isn't that interesting? Interesting. Yeah.
But that's just the randomness of hockey, right? Like we talked about.
Yeah, very much so.
Anybody can win, and once you get in it, it's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Matchups
say a lot about what you can do in the playoffs, right? And your goaltending play is a big part of it. Actually, Rain with an interesting comment. Stars have been outscoring. Edinger's bad play at SGA is one of the worst of all playoff goals, which is wild for me because I think the Islanders are also in the playoffs, and I think their goaltending is pretty rough too. But it's interesting. Rain says my final four is New York, Carolina, and Winnipeg, Vancouver. I think that's a good final four. I think it's a good prediction. Absolutely. Yeah. The Devils were not in the playoffs this year. I do want to make that point. I think I mentioned them. I mentioned something about them in the playoffs. They're actually not in the playoffs at all. They didn't even come close. So just to clarify that, I was looking at an article from a year ago. So sorry about that. Islanders are eliminated.
The Devils.
Oh yeah, Devils. Isles are not in either, so we don't have to worry about them, I guess. Or do I have that right? Eagles eliminated. Yes. So they're not in. So not a factor.
Will you watch more NBA playoffs or hockey playoffs, Dave?
Whew. I don't know. Actually, it might be pretty even this year because I'm kind of interested to see if the Clippers might actually make a run. I feel like for whatever reason, with all those playoff chokers on the same team, I just want to see how far they get. There's so many chokers on that, like historic chokers. Paul George and James Harden and Russell Westbrook, like, are all on the same team. Like, how far would that go? Like, it might go, like, 3 games. Maybe they'll go to the finals. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm actually very interested to see how that goes. I like the Nuggets. I did the quest for a three-peat. I mean, for, I'm sorry, for back
three-peat. Whoa.
No, no, I mean, my brain might be ahead in time, but but no, a quest for back-to-back, like, that's an exciting story. It used to not be a big deal because everybody was doing it, but now it's been a while. Like, no one's done back-to-back in quite a while. So it'll be really fun to follow that. And yeah, there could be some fun things in the playoffs. Not in this round. I think the first round's usually just a cakewalk for everybody, but the next round might be pretty good.
Yeah. I agree.
But it could go either way because I think the NHL's got so much going on. Of the two, I'd pick the NHL, but it would be pretty close, I think. I think you're going to end up with some pretty good playoffs in both sports.
That's going to be a lot of back and forth here. The next few weeks, we'll be watching Nuggets, Lakers one night, and then probably Avs and Jets the next night.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
What would happen if the Los Angeles Kings went farther than either the Avalanche or the Jets? Would that be the biggest surprise in the NHL this coming playoff season?
If that happens, Dave, I'll buy you 100 McChicken or 100 McNuggets. Chicken nuggets.
100 nuggets coming your
way.
Hey!
I would love
to. We'll get on the app and we'll have them sent out to you.
I'll tell you what. I could do you one better. Like if it got that good, I'll fly in and hang out with y'all. I'll buy you drinks too, just to celebrate.
When are you flying in, Dave?
It's going to be sooner rather than later for sure. Because I'm just thinking ahead. I'm like, I would love to be in there. Is it past 40 degrees yet? Has it warmed up yet in Denver?
Temperature tomorrow, I think, is 17 degrees.
Okay. I'm going to give it another month.
maybe 3 months.
It's cooling down. April's always a little dodgy. So it is going to be cool the next couple of days. And then it goes back up to the 70s next week. So
yeah we're in the 70s. We got, springtime here. We got leaves coming on the trees.
Okay.
The grass is coming back. I'm going to have a beautiful lawn here soon, Dave.
Oh, I love that. That your backyard is, I put that up there with it. Anybody. It's beautiful. It's amazing. I'm so mesmerized.
That's
by
right.
It. So good. You know what I would love to go over in the end of Denver for? If you're willing to entertain me, like I would love to just see a Nugget playoff game. Like I'll pay the money. Like I want to see that. That would be awesome. Like
you're always more than welcome to come out. You got free place to stay, Dave.
Oh, thanks, my friend. Thanks, friends. Like, and just for everybody listening to the podcast, like I've been to Denver a couple of times and got to catch up with our friends Karen and Coach. Like, it's always good to hang out with you when I'm there. Rain says biggest. No, Caps going deep would be the biggest in my life. Yeah, no, I'm not. I won't. I think you're right about that. Like, the Caps winning more than one playoff series would blow my mind. That team is old. That team is, yeah. I just can't see it. I can't. But listen, no. If they do, great. But you know, right, Karen?
Yeah. Ovechkin's not looking great this year.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think he's got a limited time left.
Oh, very much so. Very much so.
He was chasing Gretzky's record there for a while, but no, he's not going to get anywhere close.
I would be surprised just from the standpoint that how many more years is he going to play? He definitely does look like he can.
Yeah.
He's not as agile. He's not agile at all these days, like compared to the old days. So, yeah. But we'll see. I mean, he had a great career, though. Not gonna get on him for that. I mean, he's had a great career. Let's see. But yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's the interesting one. I think, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. How about their second forward line? Name their second forward, the name of their third. No, Rain, you're absolutely right. There's no depth on that team at all. It's pretty much just like him and like Oshie and maybe one other player. And I think they did make some trades at the deadline, but nothing significant. I think that would improve the team this year. And they did improve their draft stock, which is good, which is a good thing. But I just don't think the team, you know, honestly, just, I have friends who are fans of the Capitals. So I don't want to get too pointed with these comments. Well, I'll just say that. Let's just say that it's definitely a team that isn't really built to win more than one series. And I can leave it at that. But it's an old team. I mean, that I think no one will disagree with that. It's a very old team, probably one of the oldest in the league. And I don't, you know, they don't necessarily pass the eye test, but with that said, they ended the season very strong. They won 4 out of 5, so you got to give them a lot of credit there, and we'll see. All right. Anything else we should get into tonight before we go? Like, I was kind of just going all over the place with that.
Go Avs.
Go Avs. Go.
Go Jets.
Go Jets.
Go
Jets. Go.
Go Jets. Go.
Go
Jets. Go.
Go Jets.
Go.
Go
Jets. Go.
Go Kings. Go too. Also. It would be great though. I genuinely, it would be great if like our three teams were to meet each other somehow, like, you know, in the next round, because obviously one team has to win your series, which is unfortunate. I would love to see this rivalry thing keep going, but
who are the Kings playing?
Well, it's either going to be Dallas or Vancouver. It's probably going to be Dallas. It's not decided yet. I think we're going to see based on, you know, how the next game goes. They got one more game against the Ducks. Ducks have been trash, but although the Ducks have been trash, they've had some really good bright spots, but I won't get into that on this podcast. But Ducks have actually got a good future ahead of them. It just wasn't, you know, they're in a transition year, but they got some pretty fun young players, I think, and we'll be watching in the years to come. Rancis, Strom, Oshie. Yeah, it's pretty rough. Yeah, negative 20. Wow, it's rain. I didn't know rain was such a big fan of hockey. I love it. Yeah, should be good. I don't know. It's almost NFL draft time. Anything on the draft you want to just quickly do quick hitters on that, Coach?
Oh, I thought you were asking Karen.
I'll take Karen's thoughts. Like, that's fine. Like,
you know, I have not been fully in tune with a lot of the draft stuff this year.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a great draft, right? I mean, we're going to have 5-6 quarterbacks taken in the first round.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good receivers, a lot of good offensive tackles. So it's going to be an interesting draft night a week from tomorrow, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. The quarterbacks, it's going to be, I mean, we know that we know the Bears are selecting Caleb Williams. You know, looks like Washington's going to take Jaden Daniels. We'll have to see what happens with Drake May. So, yeah, it should be a good draft. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully it won't be the same night as Jets Avs or something. I don't know what.
Yeah, there's no way to really tell that right now. But
otherwise, Karen's going to have to leave and go watch the hockey game somewhere else.
Oh man! Like 5 screens and all of them are on the NFL draft. Can you imagine that,
yeah,
Karen?
Yeah, I like to bring out the 2 TVs. I can watch the ESPN, the NFL Network.
I pity
your situation.
So there,
we only have 4 TVs in this house.
But I'm going to use all 4 for the draft.
All 4? Okay.
Yeah.
The puppies, they're looking forward to it.
They can. Yeah, they're you can
so
see
excited.
Their enthusiasm.
They can't contain themselves.
Exactly. But yeah, Karen, well, anything from entertainment we should be up on? Like, are there any rumblings about a Taylor Swift Travis Kelce breakup or anything like that?
No, Taylor is releasing the Tortured Poets Department. Her next album's kind of dropping midnight on Friday, so I'll be writing all about that for my show Daily Blast Live, which you can catch on YouTube for all those people that don't have it on their TV. But yeah, Taylor Swift's dropping her new album. Travis Kelce is going to be hosting a game show. He's doing Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity, which is a spin-off of that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? So he's got that lined up. She's releasing a new album. Her video is going to drop later that evening, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Mark it on your calendars. I know everybody out there that's a hockey fan / Swifty / just a fan of love, you know.
Karen stays up till midnight to listen to the debut of the albums.
Yeah, no. But I will be listening to it at like 6 a.m. On Friday when I get to work, and I'll be reviewing it because I'll be having to play some of that album. So stay tuned for that.
That's exciting. Now, related question. Beyonce released Cowboy Carter just a few weeks ago, and it's been a big hit with a lot of people. What did you think of it? Or have you listened to it?
Well, I listened to it. I listened to the whole thing over the weekend. It's great. It's got some really great moments. There's a lot of variety. I think it's an important album because it talks about some of the history of Black music in country and the, you know, Black artists in country. So I think it was a little bloated. 27 tracks is a lot to take in. Could have done some editing, Beyonce, but there are some good tracks. I predict it will win Album of the Year for the Grammys. I'm already putting that down.
It's a pretty solid bet, yeah. Like, if you can, I don't know if that's that's on the board yet in casinos, but or sports books. Like, that seems like a good bet. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty good bet, and it's about time. She needs just then Jay-Z will shut up about it all, and then she gets her stupid Grammy, and then we can all move on.
Boy, Jay-Z. Boy, is it surprising he's not in jail already after what we found out recently? That was something else. It's crazy.
What did we find out about Jay-Z?
What did Jay-Z do? Go ahead. Let's start some rumors. Dave.
Oh, no.
Go.
It wasn't Jay-Z. Sorry.
You're thinking of P. Diddy.
That was P. Diddy. Yeah. My bad. Not even close. Sorry. I apologize, Jay-Z. I don't know why.
What did he do? But you never know. I mean,
Jay-Z's an icon.
Let's not start rumors.
Yeah, let's not start rumors. That's bad.
You never know.
Bad. This podcast has given me... It's
the FBI raiding your house.
No, for sure.
Yeah, that PDD thing is... Just to clarify, he hasn't been charged with anything. There's been no criminal charges or any other charges, but there seems to be a lot of smoke. That's all.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I don't want to impugn anyone then if we don't have any evidence. Yeah. So let's not do that.
Let's not get you in trouble and get your podcast taken off the air.
I know, man. I don't want to get my podcast canceled tonight. Like
Dave's gonna get canceled.
That's no good. That's no good. But
Jay-Z did not do anything.
Jay-Z
criminal.
Did nothing. Jay-Z is an icon. I'm so sorry. I completely messed that up. Like it's, Jay-Z is absolutely iconic. I've listened to some of his songs in the Sirius XM radio, and it's just so fresh. Like he's a great rapper. Like he's got incredible like lyric writing. I'm a big fan, and I don't know why I do this sometimes where I mix up people's names like that. And so apologies there.
One's an initial and then the other one's an initial. So it's okay.
Yeah. Rain says 27 tracks is a little bloated. I listened to 3 hour long compilation albums. That sounds like depending on what it is, I could be really good, you know? So I'm good with that. But thank you for the update on that too. Friends, this has been really fun. Thank you so much for hanging out tonight. Nice to catch
Thanks
up with
for
you.
Having us.
Absolutely.
We'll come back after the Avs sweep the Jets. We'll do a live check-in on Karen to make sure she's still okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, be that as it may, good luck to your teams in the playoffs. May the best team win and enjoy the series. I hope it's a great series.
All right, Dave. Thanks. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks, Karen.
Yeah,
thanks,
play
Coach.
Some hockey.
You bet. Thanks for the invitation. Bye, everyone.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. That was great. Karen and Coach, they're always a good time. I put a link into the Daily Blast Live on in the chat if you want to take a look at that. Yeah, no, you're welcome. Absolutely.
Thanks. I'm sticking around. Okay. All right. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye, Karen. Oh, hold on. Let me get... All right. Karen's out too. Yeah. So, yeah, and actually, I will also put that in the description, too. So I will, just so that we have that there, so folks can enjoy that. So if you missed any part of this, this is a YouTube show, so that you will see the replay right here on YouTube right after we end. And you also can hear the podcast on all of our podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon Music, wherever you find podcasts. I'm Dave Medina. This has been The Sandwich Corner. You know me as Davey's Eating Sandwich on all the platforms. I will be on Twitch tonight if you're watching this live. And our stream will start in about half an hour from now at 11 o'clock Eastern. And on that stream, we're going to be playing mini golf, recapping JevCon some more. It should be a really good time. But for all of you here on YouTube, thank you so much for doing this again. We're back on this program next week, too. I just haven't decided what day. We're going to talk about the Masters next week. A little bit of a late recap, and then we'll also get into some other things from pro golf with our friends John and Mike. So, y'all, thank you so much. Hey, King's in here. King Dambreaker, what's going on? Much impressive, says King. Well, thank you. I'm most appreciative. And so we'll see you all over on Twitch if you're in our chat live. Catch you on Twitch in just a half an hour from now, more or less. Goodbye for now. I'll see you all next time.